crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
By the record machine.
You got
touch
the levels
in
the microphone.
Here goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on the Vinyl Experience, some rare live tracks by Dave Edmunds, Greg Kinn, and The Fools that were only released to radio on promo LPs. The long-lost collaboration between former Faces mates Ron Wood and Ronnie Lane. And to begin, some genuine indie rock from East Meadow, Long Island, it's Black Suit Youth. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
With every day, I can't tell if I'm getting closer or farther away. These restless nights alone, getting too tough. A New York boy should know better than to get hung up. But I said I would come back for you. I left you standing at the gate. I gotta get back to the South and back to you. I didn't want to leave. It's too cold in New York and summer. See if they started to bleed, but I don't think we could have traded that for anything. We're so tired we couldn't speak, and still we made our glasses come and get you passed out on the warm Pacific sands. And I said, we'll come back for you.
Yeah.
Bruce, Woolley, and the Camera Club had the first version of the song that provided the first video ever shown on MTV, and that was its second recording by the Buggles, Trevor Horn and Jeff Downs, who wrote Video Killed the Radio Star with Bruce. They took it to a dreamy, wistful place, but Woolley's Camera Club take, with Thomas Dolby on keyboards, was a straight-on new wave rocker. The vinyl experience began with Long Island's Black Suit Youth and a fitting vinyl experience opener, Hot Summers in Hi-Fi, from their 2010 release Meet Me in Death Valley. Electronic music whiz Jean-Michel Jarre has sold 80 million records, mostly overseas. Magnetic Fields was a 1979 breakthrough in America on Polydor. The Canadian cult film Mahoney's Last Stand, also known as Mahoney's Estate, starred a young Sam Waterston in 1972. Ronnie Wood, who was then of the Faces with Rod Stewart, joined with former Small Faces member Ronnie Lane and their pal Pete Townsend for the soundtrack album on Atlantic, kicking off with that cut, Tonight's Number. Dance With Me, Henry was the title of the final Abbott and Costello film, and yes, the song by Etta James inspired it, but it wasn't used in the movie. It was also known as The Wallflower, the risque hit that established the late songstress years before she scored the romantic classic At Last.
Hey, baby, what do I have to do to make you love me too?
You got to roll with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Roll with me, Henry.
Don't mean maybe.
Roll with me, Henry.
Any old time.
Roll with me, Henry.
Won't change my mind.
Roll with me, Henry.
All right.
You better roll it while the running is on. Roll on, roll on, roll on. While the cats are falling, you better stop your stalling. It's intermission in a minute, so you better get with it. Roll with me, Henry. You better roll it while the running is on. Roll on, roll on, roll on. Oh,
naked in the night and looking for some play. Just another girl that wants to rule the world at any time or place. And when she gets into your head, you know she's there to stay.
You want it, but she's got it. Molly tangled on a chain of mine. She's got your pistol. Molly tangled on a chain of mine. Molly tangled on a chain of mine. Slow, she's burning in your soul with whispers in your ear. It's okay, I'll give it anyway. Just get me out of here. You'll plead, you'll get down on your knees for just another taste. And when you think she'd let you in, that's when she fades away.
Change of mind.
Early Peter Gabriel on the Vinyl Experience, the murky but involving Modern Love, and the youths known as Kings of Leon discovering young manhood on Molly's Chambers from the double 10-inch vinyl LP. Young womanhood epitomized on the 2002 debut by Norah Jones, Come Away With Me, the LP's closer, this tender Hoagie Carmichael standard.
It's not the pale that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. Isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation? Oh no, it's just the nearness.
captured my love, stolen my heart, changed my life. Every time you make a move, you destroy my mind, and the way you touch, I lose control and shiver deep inside. You take my breath away. Take my breath away. So please don't go. Don't leave me here all by myself. I get ever so lonely from time to time. I will find you. My breath away.
Breathtaking. The voice of Freddie Mercury, Queen, from A Day at the Races. This week, ATO Records released Bob Dylan in the 80s, Volume 1. That's a collection of songs from Bob's most turbulent decade, interpreted by many. Yes, Slash rocks out on Wiggle Wiggle. The album was conceived by producers Jesse Lauder of The Low Anthem, Sean O'Brien of Dawes. Lots of cool guests and a daring concept. But they left out my favorite Bob Dylan 80s track. And what a band on this one. Ringo Starr drums, Ronnie Wood guitar, Duck Dunn bass. Heart of Mine from Shot of Love.
Don't let her see that you need her. Don't put your stuff away. let yourself fall. Don't let yourself stumble. You can't do the time, don't do the crime. Over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh. People are changing.
The debate still rages. Was it the Bible or drugs that inspired Tommy James' Crystal Blue Persuasion? No matter. It still rocks any turntable and mellows out any crowd 45 years after its first release on Roulette. Radio stations often hosted live broadcasts of up-and-coming bands from local venues, and some bonus cuts made it out as promo-only releases. Here are a few, beginning with this 1978 showcase by two long-gone New York institutions, the Club, The Bottom Line, and the radio station WNEW-FM. The artist, Dave Edmonds with Rockpile.
I hear you knocking.
Thank you.
Good evening. We're live from the stage of my father's place in the village of Old Roslyn, Long Island. And we're ready to close out April Fool's Day 1980 with some hot rock and roll. This band's debut album is on the EMI America label. The album's title, Sold Out. Live on the radio across the United States, a warm welcome, please, for the Fools.
And I can't relax. This Colonel Sanders job is getting me down. A crazy chicken chasing me all over town. A cycle chicken. Catch the sun. Frank Perdue. He's plugging along. Bring that Santa Buck to bed. I plucked him once. Why pluck him again? Psycho chicken. Catch the sand. Run, run, run.
Tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Letting the days go by.
yourself, what is that beautiful house? You may ask yourself, where does that highway lead to? You may ask yourself, am I right? Am I wrong? You may say to yourself, by God, what have I done?
Letting the days go by, let the water run me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground. Into the blue again, after the money's gone. Once in a lifetime, water flowing underground. Into the blue again, into the silent
That radio edit from the Talking Heads film Stop Making Sense wraps a set of live tracks that exists only on promo albums featuring up-and-coming bands and live radio shows. WLIR on Long Island hosted April Fool's Day 1980 at my father's place with the band The Fools and their lampoon of Talking Heads, Psycho Chicken. The Greg Kinn Band broke out big with the breakup song in 1981, thanks to heavy radio play and a live show by syndicator DIR Broadcasting, and Swan Song Records pressed that bottom-line broadcast of Rockpile as a promo-only bonus to plug Dave Edmunds' Tracks on Wax LP. Finally, a belated nod to the late Harold Ramis, whose comedy classic Caddyshack also had a rockin' soundtrack that I filed under C instead of L, but I found it. that's the Vinyl Experience. Knew I had that filed away somewhere. Kenny Loggins. One hot minute in the late 70s included that theme from Harold Ramis' Caddyshack. More Vinyl Experience shows lurk in the labyrinth of PRN.FM. Archives on demand at rtds.ca. Hey, those 1,000 likes on the Vinyl Experience Facebook page, they're just a click away, click away, click away, yeah. Tweet your approval of this show as well. I'm Paul Cavalcante.